media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. Well, now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Well, hey, good afternoon.
It is afternoon. I've been on the call. You switched on me. You guys, a 23-3 loss to Richmond. Obviously, the turnovers are big. Otherwise, statistically, you hung with them pretty well. Just give me your assessment on the game Saturday.
I'm, of course, frustrated with the outcome, just as anybody would be. It's the goal is to win the game, and we didn't do that. And you know, you point out some glaring issues as to why. But there's, you know, for the guys that watch the film and guys that they're in the locker room, and you watch the things that we did do, there's some encouraging things, and we just got to find a way to put it all together. We talk about getting over the hurdle or pushing the boulder over the mountain or whatever analogy is that you want to use. You feel like you're one step away, and one of those things that's, you know, massively critical is turnover. So that's what we're working on.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, possible.
Your first question comes from the line of Mike Klingelman with the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, good morning. Congratulations. Your daughter coming to join you next year, huh?
That's still a story. It was not meant to be a story. That was just there's the power of social media for anybody that's listening. That when my daughter said she was going to come here and she wanted to put on social media, I had to retweet it. I had to make some kind of statement as the dad. Not something you sign up for on the menu when you have children, you know, 16 years ago. And then, in good fashion, the way the world is, you guys ran with it. So it is cool, though. It is, you know, and all the things that are going on. To see your daughter see the place where you grew up and find the people and the attitudes and the values that this place holds, find that appealing to her, so much so that after all the schools she's ever going to see, she wants to come here. Yeah, it's really kind of cool.
Well, she's certainly got a knowledge of football. Can she play?
All things considered right now, I that would be nice, but no, she cannot. She used to. She wanted to play, but wouldn't let her.
Any chance you get Mihalik or Simpson back this week to jumpstart the offense?
Well, I say in good fashion, if, you know, in black ops stuff, I should probably not tell you anything, just so if they were coming back, that the other team wouldn't know anything about it. But we got bigger fish to fry. So good chance that we get Shane back in some degree this week. And Morgan's still an unknown.
Okay. Where does Towson go from here? Your next three opponents have an aggregate record of 13-5. Any changes planned?
As opposed to the aggregate record of the last three opponents, that was some ridiculously good number as well. That's all we play is national competition. That's just what's it. That's what our league is. You know, where do we go from here? We model resiliency and grit through adversity. That's exactly what we do as football players. And then we take our young guys that are getting their experience, and we teach them and grow them. Is it, you know, go back in time, the first guy I could say is Peter Athens. I remember in his early years against, I believe it's New Hampshire, he was pushing to tie the record for most interceptions in a football game at the 1AA level. And I pulled him out of the game so he wouldn't break that record. Now, Peter Athens goes on to be the quarterback that leads us to the national championship. Or I go back to my playing days when Dan Crowley was a young quarterback, and he played 10 years in Canada, and he's the guy who owns the record for most turnovers in a game. So when he was a puppy, he had his growing pains too. So it's not about where we are. It's about where we can go. And we have a lot of work to do, that's for sure. But the proof is in the pudding. For all these great teams with all these great records that we're playing, if we stop turning the ball over, we have a chance to win these ball games. And as a team, not as an offense, not as a defense, not as special teams, but as a team. And that is the conversation in the fieldhouse.
I'm sure you'll remind them this week that New Hampshire last year won the game with two of your turnovers, a long interception and fumble return.
Fumble recovery for a touchdown. That is correct. It's amazing what happens if you get that number down to zero and the playing field gets leveled. So, no, our guys have memories.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, as you touched on, Ryan had an awfully tough game and you took him out, but Tristan Harris came in and gave you a lift, 15-28 for 153 yards, and led you on a big drive there, 15 plays there in the third quarter. What did you like about the way he performed?
I think that he played within himself. He really wasn't expecting to get that call. And he's probably annoyed with himself that he didn't prepare as well as he could. He made some mistakes, but he really did. It shows that some of the training that he's had, that he was able to step into that spot. And truth be told, Ryan was 7 for 11 before he got pulled with, you know, the turnovers killed him. And other than the turnovers, he's making really, really good decisions. But the turnovers are based on a freshman who wants to see his offense. You know, he listens to you guys. He listens to the media. He listens to what everybody else is saying. It's, you know, so he's pressing to make a play so the offense can be good and doing things outside the scheme of the offense. So I was pleased in how Tristan stayed within the scheme of the offense to give us a chance to be successful. And but like I said, we got work to do. We got a lot of work to do.
When you touched about some quarterbacks in the past who have had some struggles, and what do you say to Ryan to try to get him back to where you need him to be and leave that game in the past?
Just like a good corner or a good coach or anybody, or anybody driving a car, the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror. You got to take what's transpired and learn from it, always, good and bad. And as long as you're learning and you're growing, then you're moving in the right direction. Tune out the noise, because God knows there's enough people outside the building that want to say what they want to say. You know, the uninformed always have the loudest voice. And just focus on what you know. He, you know, he's a coach's son. He's been here before. He's been in a position where he is a quarterback who has not played to the level of the expectation of the team. And he's grown through it, good enough to get to the college level, and he's already shown moments of greatness, just like Pete Athens did, just like Dan Crowley did, just like a million guys that I can name. So get over it. It happened. Grow from it. See why it was bad. Learn from it, and you will be the better player for it. It's not the guys that have the perfect careers that end up, you know, perfect freshmen don't end up being awesome when they're seniors. It's the guys that have to grow through adversity that become great, great players and great leaders. Stay the course. Stay true to yourself.
With all the turnovers that happened offensively, is overall against a pretty powerful Richmond offense, your defense hold them to 110 in the second half. Just give me your assessment on how your defense played against the Richmond attack.
I thought they played great, and we played within ourselves. We didn't do anything fantastic or amazing. We just played our scheme and played really, really hard and, you know, got in position to force turnovers against one of the best offenses in the country. Look, if you turn the ball over 6 times in a ball game, you're supposed to lose, like, 50-0. And we turn the ball over 6 times, and we're in the third and fourth quarters, and we're still in the ball game. That's a sign of a gritty little team who's got a future. So, yeah, it's don't get overshadowed by all the exterior stuff. These guys are feeling – they're playing better defense, playing better on third down. We're putting more pressure on the passer. God, he's hard to get to. I mean, Kyle's one of the best guys to ever play. And we shook him up a little bit, got him to turn the ball over. And just got to focus on the positive.
It nearly had a big play in the first half with a Keon Paye interception for a touchdown that was called back. How big of a momentum switch was that?
It's a big one. It's really a big one when you think about it. I mean, we do what we got to do. We're in the right spot, and, you know, one guy makes a little bit of a bonehead play instead of 7 points. You know, then we get the ball at the 50, and we're going to try to attack it, and we end up turning the ball over by taking a shot. But, you know, I could erase that play and bring that back, say, that's 7-7. We go down the field in the next series in the second quarter, and we miss a field goal. Well, if we make it, we're up 10-7 against the number 13 team in the country. And we're playing all these guys. We're not supposed to be into this? No. My guys are into this, definitely into this.
As you touched on, it doesn't get any easier this week. Another nasty ranked team in New Hampshire with a quarterback in Trevor Knight who's been much improved and one of the top receivers in the nation, and Neil O'Connor. What have you seen from New Hampshire offensively?
Oh, well, we always see some interesting stuff, some inventive, imaginative offense, some really good players that have the ability to make dynamic plays, and a defense that's much better, very physical, very strong, bigger than they were in the past, and there's a reason why they're ranked where they are.
13 years for them under Coach McDonald into the playoffs. How in this day and age with the turnover in players and to be able to maintain that consistency year in and year out?
I'd say it's more impressive, especially in the later years, because the longer this goes, the bigger guys get, the stronger guys get, the more guys get hurt. And we're only rolling off of 63, not 85. And Sean's ability to manage that part of it and still find ways to win enough games in this conference to keep getting in the playoffs, it's really impressive. And it's when we're all old and gray, Well, some of us are getting there already. That's going to be considered now a historic, probably a Hall of Fame type program, just for what they've done in the last 15 years.
All right, Rob. Thanks for your time today, as always, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. See
you. All right, thank you.